Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to run down to Troy, Michigan right now. Spend a little time with one of our favorite guests and favorite people, actually, Tom Kelly, President and CEO of Automation Alley. And Tom, it's always good to spend time with you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, flattery will get all the secrets we got. Ask me anything, Chris. You know, I'm in a great mood. So,
well, that saves me. That saves me sending a check. So,
that's right.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Before we get started, a quick reminder of Integrate and what that is.
Yeah. So, you know, Integrate used to be a conference. We'd bring everybody together once a year. Bring 1,000 people, talk about industry 4.0, robotics, artificial intelligence, additive manufacturing, all these great topics. It was once a year. So what we've done is we've taken Integrate and we've split it into 12 roundtables, one a month, where we bring 30 to 40 people together, very intimate, different than being to these great big shows where you're talked at. Yeah. We're actually taking Integrate and making them intimate roundtables where we're talking with. And we have academia represented, we have government represented, and we have lots of industry, big, small manufacturers. It has been transformative. I got to tell you, we are having such fun with these. We're going to be doing our third one. We've already done two, and we've already got a playbook out for one of them. And we can talk about that, but we're so excited to change this from talking at to talking with. It's been a great success.
It's so interesting you bring that. And obviously, there's somebody in there recording what is taking place, what are the hot points. And then you throw that in a stew and decide that's part of your program of work?
Yes. So every roundtable results in a playbook, an actionable playbook that says, if you are in industry and you are small, here's exactly what you need to do around this topic. If you are big, here's what you need to do. If you are government, here's what you need to do. And if you're academia, here's what you need to do. What's beautiful about that is we're trying to get the whole state to start rowing in the same direction, because technology can be a cacophony, as you know. There's so much changing, so much happening all the time. And we're trying to say, based on our assets in the state and our competitive position, here's what we all need to be doing to help each other. And our first book, I got to get a little plug in here. You know, you go to integrateseries.com, but it's a 40-page book on what's happening with global standards and global trends around Industry 4.0. Just a wealth of knowledge. And it's free.
Unbelievable.
It's free, no charge.
So that's the just released findings.
Yes, from just came out.
Awesome.
You got it, right.
So the findings, tell me specifically, what were some of the things that came out of that?
Well, with this first book, the major findings were you got to get your cybersecurity house in order. And by the way, we're going to do a deep dive in a great roundtable on cybersecurity itself. But at the macro level, we said, look, you got to really start paying attention to cybersecurity. They're all coming for us, Chris. Everybody in the world wants what we got. We know that, but manufacturing has been number one cyber threat for hackers for years, but it's getting worse because it's getting easier. It's getting cheaper. And so cybersecurity becomes really important. And you know, we're partnered with our former governor, Rick Snyder, and his company, Sensei, to do free assessments. So we say, listen, if you're in cybersecurity, how simple is it to just take an assessment with us that doesn't cost you a dime to see where you stack up and how much risk you might be taking that you're not aware of? You know, this report talks about workforce training and how if you're small, you need to collaborate with others because it's the whole community that creates an attractive environment to be in manufacturing. We've lost some of our mojo in the sense that people are like, well, you know, I could work at McDonald's, I could work in manufacturing. When we're having that argument, we've lost, Chris. Manufacturing's an awesome job. We need to say, no. Manufacturing is a career that you can really put your skills to work. And so we need to bring that out. And then lastly, we tell everybody you got to collaborate. That we used to think it's competition, especially in manufacturing. That's not the way anymore. The way going forward is that we collaborate and we share and we understand technology together.
You know, it's kind of interesting because we've worked with Rick a little bit and had him on a few times, and he's an old friend besides being the past governor. What he's doing is pretty important, and I'm glad you buddied up. Like you said, nothing better than an assessment free of all. Yeah. Of all. So based on this playbook, Tom, what are the most important things, and we've got about a minute, that manufacturers should be doing?
Yeah. Well, if you're a manufacturer, you need to understand what's happening around the world, because the world is becoming smaller. So this book says, listen, you know, understand what your international counterparts are doing around innovation. You want to understand what technologies are happening in Europe and in China and in the rest of the world that can actually be a threat to you. You think you live in Gaylord, Michigan, and you have a manufacturer up there, and your customer is Dow down the street. The reality is Dow's looking internationally, globally, big, small, doesn't matter, because digital allows you to do that. So you need to be understanding how to keep up with Dow itself. And it sounds daunting, but that's what the Integrate series is about. It's like, take these small steps and you can do it. So follow those. And quite frankly, I just touched on the service. Go to integrateseries.com, integr8series.com. You can download the report for free. We want everybody to have this information, Chris.
And believe me, everybody out there, we are now living on the smallest planet that we've ever lived on. Tom Kelly, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. President and CEO of Automation Alley in Troy, Michigan. We'll be back with you soon for updates on this and more. Chris. I'm Chris Holman. You're watching the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.